Nick, Jason, Ducko, welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Let's talk time travel.
Oh my God, I would love to.
Okay.
That movie with Eric Banner and Rachel McAdams, Time Traveler's Wife.
Oh, haven't seen it. But
no, okay.
What about The Prestige? Don't they travel in The Prestige?
Oh, I thought they just cloned people.
Oh, is it cloning?
I don't want to ruin the ending.
Chris Nolan.
Prestige cloning?
Is it
with
clone?
The magicians?
Yeah.
Who's the clone?
Oh, yeah, they double. They double. Yes, of course.
Shut up, is it a clone?
So a new version of himself is always replaced by the old version, which he ends up killing
Christian
off.
Bale? Hugh Jackman. Yeah.
Great
Christian.
Film.
It's a great
That's
film.
That's one of Chris Nolan's early ones.
I think I got to rewatch it. I forgot the clone
It's
in
a good film.
So is it not a magic trick? Is it more a science trick?
Yeah. It's a science trick.
Oh,
but
my God.
The new clone, I don't think, knows that they're going to die that night every single night.
It's like The Island. Have you seen The Island?
Yes, it's Leo.
With
Scorsese.
Ewan.
No. Oh,
and,
sorry, I was thinking of Shutter Island or the beach.
Oh, no, I'm thinking Island, where it's like rich people have paid for a clone of themselves in case they need a kidney one day. They go and harvest it from their clone, but they don't know they're clones.
Oh. If you could clone yourself, would you clone yourself?
For the medical thing?
Yeah. Or just whatever.
I think I'd get too attached to my clone. Yeah. I'd be like, I want you to live. Take my kidney.
You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
You're so beautiful.
Here's one. Would you sleep with yourself if you could? If you were cloned and no one else knew?
I'm such a lazy lover. I would be. It would not be.
A starfish would come
out. Nothing would happen because we'd both be waiting for the other one to start and finish and continue and just do anything.
I'd take the duck man for a spin.
Would you?
Oh, God.
No. You would combust because you'd both be so competitive and so fit. And just, you'd start a fire. Like, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, very true.
Nick, what are your thoughts on rooting yourself? Piling, we both said our pieces.
I don't know. I'd be too awkward.
You wouldn't know how to make, neither of you would make the first move.
Yeah.
Does that not sum all three of us
out? I know.
Can you imagine Nick with a Nick Gill clone and all the exes? It would just be, you'd never get out of the conversation.
I wouldn't get to that point. Like, I had the nickname The Closer because I was so bad at sealing the deal. We'd never get there. We would have cloned specifically for the purpose of sleeping with one another, and I would never get the guts up to ask me my number.
You just constantly go out for dinners.
He's such a nice guy.
I think he's a friend, but I don't know. We're going to keep exploring it. Meanwhile, me and my guy have started fires all over the shop. Jess and hers are eating
pasta
asleep. In the bed.
Anyway, so time travel. There's this.
Yeah, time travel.
Yeah. And like, how do we get to cloning?
We went from the prestige to the island to clones to kidneys to sexing to back.
Right. All right. So here we are. So there's a guy on TikTok called That One Time Traveler who assures everybody that he is a legit time traveler by making some predictions.
He's come from the future to now.
To TikTok,
to TikTok.
Obviously, got on the one platform that he needs to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, here's where I think he shot himself in the foot. He's made very specific predictions, which I think is gutsy of him, but also that are really close in the future. So the game's going to be up by the 20th of December.
Oh, like weeks away.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that one last because I think that's the one where he's really going to lose it.
Okay.
Okay, so he predicts things like within the next 2 years, we're going to find an animal bigger than the big whale in the depths of the sea. So the blue whale is the largest animal that has ever existed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're going to find one that is twice the size.
I believe that.
In the ocean?
We have only explored like 20% of the ocean. Like,
there's so much more out
there. And if the Meg, the film, to bring up another movie, is anything to go by, there are layers of the ocean. 100%.
Yeah.
The megalodon is still living under a layer of ocean that we didn't know existed. Yeah. We thought we'd gotten to the bottom. But we haven't.
But we've been to the Mariana Trench.
Well, have we? That's the thing. Or is there a false bottom? Do you know, like in a car when you're trying to kidnap someone?
So is that one of the animals?
Is that a tattoo gun?
I don't know what that was.
There might be more bottoms that we just haven't discovered because they're so deep.
So that's happening in the next
couple of
years.
Totally. It's Godzilla.
Yeah. The Great Wave is apparently going to hit one of the coasts of America in the next 2 years.
Like a big tsunami.
At least it's not here.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. The Great Wave.
The Great Wave. Okay, but here's the thing. Two things are going to happen this month.
Okay.
So December 25, Christmas Day, something is going to happen today that shocks the world and changes the way humans live forever.
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day this year. I assume. I'm not good at reading the American date system.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Christmas Day a few years ago, remember that was a hectic hailstorm. Mm-hmm. So I think everyone changed the behaviour on parking their cars outdoors.
Very true.
A lot of carports were built. Exactly.
Yeah. Were they shocked, though? Was the world shocked?
You're Here's so right. Thing, I think though. Gav Morris had said it's going to be hailing. Yeah. You're so
Here's
right.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I don't, like, this is obviously BS and he's a bit of a, you know, whatever. He's on TikTok. But now on Christmas Day, I'm like,
you're waiting for it.
It's going to happen.
Exactly. It's like okay. Y2K when the internet was meant to blow up or whatever that
in
was.
In the year 2000. I waited for something to happen.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you realise, I've really wasted today. Yeah. Just in anticipation.
Yeah, thinking it's going to come.
I didn't seize the moment.
What a waste of the moment, yeah.
Okay, here's the big one, though. Okay. December 20, yes. The post reads, and it's hard to say this with a straight face.
Try your best.
If it happens, I'm going to be the first one to turn around and go, I was wrong.
Yeah.
This guy is a time traveller. Obviously, he came back and for whatever reason decided to stay in our time, start up a TikTok and try and get some followers.
Okay, yeah. So we're alive. It's not some sort of mass extinction.
No.
You'll be alive to say, I was sorry.
Quite the opposite. In fact, we could probably solve a lot of the world's, I'm going to say, crime problems.
Oh.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Because on December 20 this year, according to that one time traveler, 8 humans, just 8, are going to receive superpowers from the energy waves of the sun.
Why are you mocking this?
Superpowers
this
would be cool.
This is mad. This would be so cool. We want this.
What's going to happen? And what if one of the 8 was one of us?
Come on. It could be.
It could be
We're
one of
people.
Us.
With great power comes great responsibility.
I know.
At least one, if not 2 or 3 of those, are going to use it for evil. And then the other 5 are just going to have to squabble with these. And it depends on how
we're going to have our own Avengers.
Complimentary their powers
yes.
are.
Yes. Yeah. We'll have like our own Justice League if you are more into DC.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
Exactly. It could be Wonder Woman, you would be Batman, and you would be Aquaman.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, what?
Hey, Aquaman's cool, man.
You can go see the biggest thing in the ocean, the new thing.
You could go discover it first.
You can go ride
and then the
Meg. The
prophecy of the other thing will come true. That'd
I'm
be your
sidekick.
I'm just
going to solve all my problems by science, but, you know, I'm not complaining.
You know, like Aladdin has Abu. But you would have that big creature in the deep of the ocean.
Giant thing. Yeah, look, that's true. But he still seems a little bit lame. And I'm not a great swimmer.
No, like, I agree.
You could stop the big wave and save lots of people if you were Aquaman.
I reckon Gilly's more a Doctor Strange kind of guy.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he does that circle thing and makes
just
portals.
Just keep circling, yeah.
Stop is that making his whole, portals, Is that Gilly? His whole shtick?
Yeah,
he makes the portals?
He's got powers, I believe.
Yeah?
But yeah.
Or can he, like, move stuff with his mind?
Yeah.
Okay. You're an X-Man.
He has, like, superpowered, weird tasting music.
Nick's Professor X.
Yeah, he's Professor X. Yeah,
Professor X.
You like Professor X. Yeah, you'd look good.
You'd cruise around that wheelchair just trying to solve problems.
Just reading minds.
Yeah. Just being a real, you know, like conflict manager, you know, keeping all the X-Men.
Favourite X-Men? Do you have one?
A Storm.
Storm. Mine's Wolverine for sure.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind. Is it June? The girl who can, you know, control people with her mind. Professor X's protege.
Oh, yeah. June Grey?
June Grey.
Jean Grey.
Jean. She's obviously my favourite. I know her name.
So anyway, it's happening on the 20th of December.
20th of December.
We're getting superpowers.
Superpowers.
All right. Well, everyone look to the sky. Do we look to the sky? Will we just feel it?
Yeah. I don't know. Is it the sun's
I know what it could
energy
be.
Energy waves?
It's come full circle. Where one of the superpowers be you can clone yourself.
I love this.
Oh, goodness.
I love this.
And then you can sleep with yourself if you want.
Yeah.
I know, because it always...
And then report back and tell us how it was.
Yeah.
Because I always think about this. I always think, wouldn't it be great to be able to clone yourself? They can go and do the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just go and live your best life.
Yeah.
But then they're going to need food and an income and a place to stay. So
totally.
They're just
and
have
then
to...
they'll start resenting you because you keep sending them to the post office to pick up parcels that are lost. And they'll go, why am I doing
what
these jobs?
My role
I'm
this world?
The same as that guy.
Yeah.
But he's just living his best, gardening. And...
What if you had clone Ducko on the show one time? He's like, I want to, Ducko, I want to go on your radio show tomorrow, mate. I'll stay home.
I reckon I could do it.
And he comes in, he's like, bloop, 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 bloop.
Oh, has he not learned English?
No.
Okay.
And he's not pressing the buttons right, and you guys are trying to rely on him for audio.
You're like, Ducko, stop with the sillies, you know. Come on.
Would we notice?
And then you know what he'd be doing the whole time?
Is that you and him underneath the table?
That's me jerking me off.
The clap game.
All right. Here's how the game works. You get a chance to have one clap. And you got to try and do it at the same time as us.
Mm-hmm.
If you can clap at the same time as us, that's the whole game.
It's the whole game.
Yeah. That's all it is. We've never done it. We've never completed it.
Literally.
It's a radio world first.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I mean, Carrie and Tommy play that time game.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would argue this is easier / harder.
Yeah. I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah.
Val in Katara. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, you're a good clapper, Val?
I hope so.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you're with me. So, I'm going to say from now and then, we will go any time after that.
No problem.
You can clap any time from now.
Oh. Oh. Drive a truck through that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry, Val.
That's all right.
We go to Jess in Wall's End. Hello, Jess.
Hi, how you going?
Very good. You're with me, okay? We're going to clap together.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, all right. We can clap, Jess, anytime from now.
What the hell is that?
Was that it?
That was him.
Was that it?
I think that was it. Did that just happen?
I think he was clapped at the same time.
Producer Alex, did you hear that?
Oh, my God. I think we just did it.
I think we did it.
I need to check. Do we check the audio?
I
feel like that was pretty
did
good.
Did you hear it, Alex? She's not listening.
Let's check the audio.
Let's check the audio.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
I think it was it.
It sounded pretty good to me.
I did not hear a gap between those two.
Oh, my God,
it sounded
Jess.
Pretty good to me.
What do we do? Should we play a song? Do you want to do it now? Can you do an instant replay?
We can play a song.
All right.
I mean, this is a radio world first. Let's call for a song.
Okay,
hold on.
Go.
I mean, play some Ed.
Okay.
Stand by. Always Ed.
He's always on standby. He's always ready to go.
You could be breaking a radio first, Jess.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll get back to you on the other side of Ed Sheeran. It's hit. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Intense.
Oh, man.
So the rules of this game are...
The rules of engagement.
We say from now, and then you've just got to clap, and we've got to clap, and it's got to happen at the same time. Full disclosure, what we do is we can look at what's called the waveform of the audio and see if there's a gap between your clap and our clap,
and that's
how we can determine if it's the one clap.
Because up until this point, it's been clear as day.
Two claps.
There's been two
claps.
We've
been close.
Yeah. There's been a whisper in between some.
But then Jess in Wall's End comes along. Jess is on the line. Hello, Jess.
Hi, how are you going?
Very good.
So
okay.
Jess obviously had a quiet weekend and all she's done is clapped.
Yeah.
Prepared, you know what I mean?
Prepared for this.
Preparing, getting the palms of her hands ready for Monday.
I teamed up with Jess to clap and I knew on Monday I was going to work with someone called Jess. So I knew, I
did
manifested.
You write Jess's name down on Friday and bury it in your backyard?
I did.
I saw a TikTok that one time traveller over the weekend who can predict the future.
Uh-huh.
Is that you?
That's me. Yeah, the one time traveller. But anyway, this is what happened a moment ago, Jess. You ready? This is to determine whether you've won. You're our first ever winner of the clap game. Maybe the last ever winner as well. Here we go. This is what happened. Okay. All right. We can clap, Jess, anytime from now.
It was in. There's no gap.
Woo!
There's no gap in the little blob on the waveform.
Mate, we can see it clear as day. We can hear it clear as day. Jess, well done. Ducko, well done.
Thank you, Jess. Hey.
Thanks, guys.
Wow, Jess, couldn't have done it without you. That was amazing.
That is so good. Thank you.
This is fantastic. $300 is spent at the Mighty Hunter Valley just in time for Christmas parties.
Yeah.
Get all the gals together.
Yeah, have a party.
Have a party.
Tell them the story of your clapping, Jess.
Yes.
You sit around the table and tell them that story.
I will. I definitely will.
Good girl. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And let's clap on the way out, Jess. Ready? We'll clap together anytime from now.
Oh, my God.
God, we are good.
But yeah, we had to obviously do a vote on the weekend for the mayor.
Yeah. Yes.
We didn't speak about it all last week. It just really crept up on us.
Really did. Yeah. You just messaged us on Friday. We're just like, hey, heads up, guys.
We're going to vote.
We're going to vote. Like, thank you, mate.
It's like, I have a very busy Saturday planned.
It really throws everything out of
whack.
Someone
was like, why didn't you do the online vote then? I went, damn it.
Yeah.
There were options? What?
We looked up to iVote at 1:20 and they're like, iVoting closed at 1 o'clock. You
damn it.
I know. So you have to fully plan your day around voting. Even if you had nothing on, you're like, I've got to fit voting into that.
Yeah. Where's my local primary school?
Yeah. We went to a local school and went down there to vote. And Morgan and I went in. As we went in, the whole pen saga, we got offered a pen and got to keep the pen.
Don't want your pen.
Everyone got to walk away with pens. There have been thousands of pens across the city.
Yeah.
But then, because if you don't vote, you get a $52 fine. We looked it up because I was actually pondering copping the fine.
At what
That's
point?
Laziness to a new
what,
peak, isn't it?
What would you have copped? Like if it was 40, 30, 40?
I think 52 was like, oh. Then I was like, no, there's two of us. No, let's not do
$104. Oh, okay. You've got to times everything by two, of course.
Yeah, but also, you're not getting the fine. Democracy is.
I know. And also,
oh, yeah, totally. My voice matters.
Like, I want to shape the future, obviously, all that
stuff. Obviously.
You know, I'm big on that.
You've
sort of
done
thing.
Your research flat out. It was hard to get you on the show last week, actually, the amount of research you're doing.
Do you know what I did enjoy? Obviously, because of COVID, they couldn't, I did calm down, Nick, but they couldn't give you the pamphlets. You know, usually when you go to vote, you get absolutely accosted by all the representatives. And they're like, take the Green pamphlet, take the Labour pamphlet, take the Liberal pamphlet. And everyone's just, you end up with all this stack of paper and you feel really guilty because then you go home and put all in the recycling bin. No pamphlets allowed.
Yeah, they're just yelling at you.
Just yelling.
Yeah.
Vote for John McKenzie, Greens. This is Aiden Giselle.
Number one for the number one.
It was bad that as we're walking in, it's bad, I don't remember who was yelling, but I thought the man was yelling, portable housing. Vote for whoever. Portable housing. I'm like, portable housing? Like, what? Angus going, no, he said affordable housing. I was like, wow, the yell method. They got to refine the yell method because I was getting very confused what their platform was.
I want my terrace on the back of a truck. That's my guy.
Well, I went and there was a sausage sizzle out the front and I was like, great.
Oh, what?
There's
mine
a sausage sizzle.
I'm
going to go in. I'm going to vote. I'm going to get my snag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My voting took a little bit longer because I went in there and I was like, Nick Allen Duckett, the duck man, here to vote.
Here to shape this city.
What's up? I'm here to vote.
And how many votes is my vote worth?
Did you bring in your own air horn, like the R&B horn?
DJ Ducky Fingers, what's up? I walk in and they're like, they looked on the roll, what's your last name? Alan Ducky looked on. Where are you from? Told them, so you don't exist. And I was like,
what?
Morgan, what? My partner, bang, she's off, she's voting.
She was
done.
In the big book.
In and out, in the big book. I wasn't in the big book.
Wait, you do exist though.
Well, I think so.
Do they started doing is it under Duckett Allen?
Yeah, they looked at all that, all the common
something?
Possibilities, couldn't find anything. Looked at my ID, Newcastle ID, obviously, couldn't see anything. They're like, you just don't exist. I was like, are you telling me if I never came in, I would never have been fined and I didn't need to vote? I'm like, yeah. I was like, are you joking?
But now that you've presented yourself, what
I had
does
to,
that
like,
mean?
Fill out a form declaring that I live here, like a longer form. And then I had to vote on top of that. And then they put my voting form in a little parcel that is not anonymous. It's got my name on the front. And then I put that in its own separate little box.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, well, now everyone can see who I voted for.
But if you don't exist here, does that mean you still exist in Queensland and a fine is coming because you haven't voted in Queensland now?
I didn't think about that.
Because if you got to exist somewhere.
But I had the New South Wales licence and I've been here for nearly 2 years. Maybe I do exist in Queensland
Where
not here.
Where do you exist?
How many, ward/council votes have happened?
That
how many
you've
been missed?
Yes. Oh, God.
I'll probably be able to get back up there.
The apartment that you left in Brisbane to move down here, has that just got this pile
flooded.
Up of fines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen this man? Yeah. Where is he? Yeah. Anyway, so I finally took the whole horrible... the duck man, it wasn't a great reception for him. Yeah,
no.
I didn't know who I was.
That democracy sausage would not have tasted as sweet as it should have.
Well, it didn't. You'll know why, because I came out there, sold out. The sausages were finished. Done. No more sausages. It's like, what's going on here?
What?
You know what I mean?
Oh, should have stayed home.
She could have just copped the fine that I would never have got.
Yeah.
Tough break, man.
Thank you. I know. So I hope my vote truly did matter.
Yeah. Get that portable housing everyone's talking about.
Charlestown Square, the number one shopping destination this Christmas. Christmas
time. I didn't know you had elves working here.
Nick, Jess and Ducko's Elfing Good Christmas.
Well, last week we had our elf off to discover who our elf would be, and it turned out it was Pez.
Yes.
Who has stepped up to the plate to run around at certain stores in Charlestown Square for 60 seconds. Whoever's registered at hit.com.au. gets what he gets in that 60 seconds.
That's right. We cross now to Pez, who is standing by at the Lego certified store at Charlestown Square. Good morning, Elf Pez.
Good morning, legends. I have never seen such a colourful, happy store in my life. Have you guys seen the Lego store?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. And I can imagine, Pez, are the shelves looking well stocked? Because I would have thought that would have been hit hard in the lead up to Christmas. Is it still looking well stocked to you?
It is looking well stocked. Look, there was one particular item I think they wanted and it's sold out, but that's okay.
That's okay. It's a popular Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you're standing by with Lena from Greta, who has registered at hit.com.au. Hi, Lena.
Hey, how you going?
Yes,
very
great.
Good. You excited for this, Lena?
I'm ecstatic. I'm so excited.
Have you got your eyes on anything in particular that you want Elf Pez to get for you?
Yes, we've had a debrief. We've had a little chat about what we want to go for.
Okay.
Now, is this for kids, Lena? Who have you got in mind for the Lego on the other side of this?
Well, my partner and I are giant kids. We're adult children.
Okay.
Good. And he's put up with my crazy all year round. So I thought I would hopefully spoil him and get some Lego for him.
He's a big Lego fan, is he?
He is, yeah. So big
I don't
Lego
want to freak
fan.
You out, Lena, but I've kind of already forgotten half the stuff.
That's okay.
That's the winner of our elf off.
He's taking this so seriously.
Does he have any slippery little shoes on? Any little bell shoes?
I have my slippery little shoes on. And in fact, I don't have any soles at my feet. So it's going to be a very interesting run.
Okay. You're like Flintstoning this, you know. It's just going to be barefoot on the ground. But that's okay. Maybe it's better grip.
That's it. And Lena, that sounds like just plenty of coaching for elf pairs, okay? Because
sounds like
he's forgotten everything. And if he says he's forgotten half, it's probably all.
Yeah.
It's probably all.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So, Pez, you want to go through and get ready now. You get in your starting position. Of course, Lena, you're going to be on live as well with Pez while he's searching for it so you can tell him what to do. You can coach him.
He's going to need a lot of encouragement, it sounds like. He may have had weekend, our elf.
All right, he's ready. Okay, so I'm going to count down from three, and then you can go. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
Here we go. Oh, we are back, baby. And I'm slipping. Oh, my God, I'm slipping. I can't move. All right, here we go. Where are we going? I've forgotten what we're getting. We're going to go down here. The Bone Star Tree. The Bone Star Tree. We've got a Bone Star Tree.
Bonsai, you idiot! Oh.
Bonsai? Is that what you said? Bonsai? All right, we've got the creator. We've got a yellow taxi cab. Where else do we want? Oh, yeah, there's a small shop, but I'll tell you what, I'm puffed out.
30 seconds!
30 seconds? Oh, Josh, that went quick. Oh, all right, hold on. Coming. What else do we want? Jess, there's a Seinfeld Lego thing.
Oh, get that for me.
20 seconds! Come on, please. Mine on the job.
Sounds like he's looking for specials.
The Batman thing. I needed to get the Batman thing.
Get the Batman thing.
10 seconds.
Get anything.
Just do your job.
Lots of small things as well. Just
5 seconds.
Little chuck these in here.
time.
Oh my God. Lena, first thoughts. How does that trolley look?
Oh, look, it's looking good. It's looking a bit like my house, full of Lego.
Full of Lego. Okay. That's what we wanted to hear.
Did he get you that bonsai tree that you wanted?
He did really well.
Wow, what's a Lego bonsai tree?
That went a lot faster
awesome.
Than I thought. Sorry about that.
Yeah, the elf's lost a bit of fitness since last year, I think.
Oh, yeah, has not been training.
COVID's not been kind to the elf.
Not at all. Are you happy with that, Lena?
You've done amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I've got a few multiples. Look, I've got a couple of... Well, what's this thing here? It's a
video thing.
Yeah, so just have fun with that.
Whatever that is.
Well done. Pez, of course, is back every single day this week, Lena. Well done. Hopefully you and your husband enjoy it.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it, guys, and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. We'll do it again tomorrow.
We will.
To Charlestown Square. Different store, different member of the Hit family. A same elf. Yes.
Let's hope it gets better. And just announced, was it over the weekend, about the vaccination for kids now?
Yeah, 5 to 11-year-olds now been approved. So Hamish, joins us from the newsroom.
Our reputable source, Mish-Mish.
Our good mate, Mish-Mish. Don't know why you don't go by Mish-Mish when you
do
the bulletins.
I
really
should.
You really should. But what is the latest? What is the news here? 5 to 11-year-olds.
Yeah, so what's happened is the TGA has given it its approval. It's still waiting on a TAGI, that's the sort of the advisory group, to give it its final endorsement. But yeah, the federal government saying, yeah, we're getting these shots by early next year in January. And pending a TAGI giving it the final approval, then kids will soon be getting their vaccines as well, too, aged 5 to 11.
And is it what we would have gotten, either AZ, Moderna or Pfizer?
Well, okay, so it would be Pfizer. Haven't looked at AstraZeneca yet. They are, actually, TGA is still looking at Moderna, which is similar to Pfizer. So that there could be an announcement regarding that in the coming weeks as well, too. But yeah, nominally, it's just the Pfizer shot that they're looking at, and it's a reduced amount. For kids, same as the next age group as well.
Oh, right. So they get like half the strength.
Yeah, third of it. Well, okay. Rather the amount in the actual vial themselves.
Right.
So,
yeah,
not as
because they're littler.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
I should have got that.
I was going to say, if it's based on size. Is that?
Here's a lollipop.
And do you know, is there going to be any sort of mandate going forward? Like, you know, I know that there's been childcare subsidy reductions for people who don't have their vaccination for certain things.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be added to the pile for
kids
that?
Kids can't go to school less vaccinated.
Look, that's yet to be determined. I think they said there wouldn't be too many mandates for kids to get vaccinated, but look, that'll be come out in the fullness of time. But yeah, and certainly in the next few weeks, we'll have a better idea about where it'll be given out as well. I'd imagine that pharmacists would be pretty busy with that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we'll find out more in the coming days. This is pretty new stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you imagine if they mandate you have to be vaccinated as a school-aged child and they're going, yes, I can get out of school if I just fight my mum or dad hard enough.
I don't want to get vaccinated.
That'd cause too many problems.
Or like Kid Simpson jumping out of the window.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, no. See you later, vaccinator.
Would it get to the point where kids have to show vaccine passports at school?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, we have conversations all the time about what age you should be giving a child a smartphone. My God, you can't be giving a five-year-old just so they can have it in their wallet, you know, showing
their passport. Wow, geez. Would you get your kids vaccinated? They're too young now. But
I mean, they're five and a like 6 months, I'd definitely, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Jump straight on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing that would stop me is the crying.
Yeah.
The crying.
Like I told them they don't have to have vaccines again until they were eight, and they would pick me up on that.
They would remember that.
One thing they would remember.
Things they'd remember.
Thanks, Hamish.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Have you ever wanted to party with or like Cardi B?
I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring. Gobble me, swallow me, drip down the side of me, quit jump out for you.
I feel like she'd be a great party planner. Just being in the same room as her at a party would be sick. But it's not possible for everyone because we're not her mates and we're probably not going to be invited round to hers for a Christmas party.
No.
You know, I don't think she's doing Sunday lunch and we're getting invited, all right?
Wouldn't have thought.
But we can party like her, okay? She's invented alcoholic whipped cream.
Oh, so you can drink it?
Yeah, so you can put it on stuff. You could shot it straight in if you like that sort of whipped cream business.
That seems to be a real trope in movies, like just shooting that whipped cream can straight into your mouth.
Do that? Like, you know, you've had a really tough day.
Yeah.
You slog into your house, you open the fridge, you go straight for the can of whipped cream.
It's gross. I hate canned whipped cream.
Yeah, same.
Is it food? Like, what is it?
No, I don't know what that
anyway,
is.
Anyway, she's invented whip shots, okay? And it's vodka-infused whipped cream that adds a playful shot of sophistication to any drink, dessert, or party. Comes in three flavors, vanilla, caramel, and mocha. There is a ad campaign, obviously, because it's Cardi B.
Yeah.
And she's wearing a whipped cream dress. It's fantastic.
Is that just whipped cream over her private bits?
Pretty much. Oh, no, there's a little bit more coverage.
Okay.
Quite coney, bosomy whipped cream pile. So it's like someone's done the whole, like be a sundae or something like that.
Yep.
Piled it on, but it says whip it rich, whip it luxe, whip it wild.
Whip that shot.
And they're so cheap, $5.99 for a little 50 mil. They go up to about $20 for about a Coke can size.
Yeah.
But she does daily drops and it's sold out already. Like I've just tried to buy some this morning and it says today's drop sold out.
Wow.
So they are selling fast. Yeah. And if you're into whipped cream, you need to get around this ASAP.
Any word on how alcoholic it is? Because, you know,
it says,
jelly shots seem novel. Not very alcoholic.
10% alcohol in the whipped cream.
Right.
Is that a lot?
So less than wine.
Okay.
So you're going to have.
Yeah, a lot of whipped cream.
A lot of whipped cream to get your buzz on.
Listen, she's not saying get drunk on me whipped cream.
Right.
She's saying add a touch of sophistication.
That's exactly the
very
opposite
much.
Is this for the boudoir? So you can sort of whip it on your partner, do it, eat it.
The ad campaign is very sexy and there's quite a few gentlemen taking off their shirts. So I'm not sure if that's just, you know, put a little dollop on me nip and have a party.
Have you ever
tried
whipped cream in the boudoir?
No, I don't care for whipped cream.
Yeah.
Not a cream fan.
It's disgusting.
Okay.
There's nothing good about it. There's a bit on. It's messy.
Yeah.
You feel sick.
You're more chocolate sauce.
Oh, even that's a bit rich for me.
Okay.
Just a nice bit of chicken and broth.
You've got to really make sure the tarp is securely tucked around the fitted sheet because otherwise that's getting everywhere.
Oh, chocolate sauce is so messy.
That's so messy.
So I just keep thinking, you know, minute on the lips, lifetime on the hips.
Can't do it. It takes a
while. Can't do this. Sorry, Morgs.
Yeah. I'll lose my mentality.
But is that good? Because he's just like, well, how many calories have I just consumed? Now, how many do I have to burn off?
Well, that's true.
How do you do that?
Notoriously.
Not very good at calorie burning, that particular activity.
Okay. Wrestling. Yeah. Wrestle.
Wrestling is on the
workout.
Apple Watch, 12 calories or something like that.
Yeah. Well, if you are into whipped cream, whether it is just to add that touch of sophistication or for maybe something a bit more sensual, whip shots brought to you by Cardi B.
Yeah.
I mean, she just, don't put her in a box, Cardi B.
Do not.
You think you get Cardi and then she brings out whipped cream.
Classic Cardi.
I mean.